WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
That's right. Welcome into the program, everybody. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. A happy Memorial Day edition. Hopefully everybody's not at work and out there enjoying themselves, but we're here anyway to get you caught up on all the news you need to know in and around the garage area. And yes, there was a race last night. A rained shortened Coca-Cola 600 saw Christopher Bell get the win, but it was really exciting up until then. And then in true NASCAR fashion, they didn't call it till about 1 in the morning. So we'll let you know exactly what happened with that. Plus, we've got points, we've got standings. We're going to do what we always do, and that is entertain NASCAR style here on Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr. Welcome into the party, and of course joining me as he does each and every Monday, whether it's a holiday or not, and actually looking, you know what, like maybe he's retaining a little bit of his tan from vacation, it is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Man, that's called working in the yard hard and getting some sun while you work in the yard.
So you took this time, this extra, well, I mean, you're basically retired, so every weekend's a long weekend for you, but you took this extra long weekend and just worked in the yard.
I did get a fair amount of yard work done.
Man.
Yeah, I'm on a full speed ahead working on some home projects. I got to get some things done. I've been the world's worst procrastinator when it comes to getting home projects completed.
So now you're just trying to just
sort of like Casey Orr.
Oh yeah, I just don't do them.
That's so what this, I was going to say.
Not, here's the thing: it's not procrastination if you just don't plan on doing them.
Yeah,
it's just I'm just not going to do that.
And plus, I know you don't do any yard work.
I do not.
You know,
that's not
this,
true.
This is how we confirm you don't do yard work.
So I do.
Wait, do you know how that's done?
I do know how to do some yard work. What I do is I've got one of those solo stoves, you know, the smokeless fire pits, mm-hmm. and I'll get that going and then crack open a beer, bring the TV outside, and then I'll walk around my yard picking up sticks and throwing them in the fire. And that is technically yard work.
That's only because you were a kid, you like to set stuff on fire.
Yeah, I mean, that's
where you get the pleasure of that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
but this is how we know Casey Orr doesn't do yard work, is when the homeowner association police has to send you those little notes and they're not thank you notes.
Okay, I hire someone to do it. But yes,
I just loved you telling me that a while back.
I don't know why you get pleasure from that. That's so weird.
Because
it's like the two things you enjoy, you working in the yard and working out, are the two things I don't do. And anything negative about those, you take way too much joy in. I don't understand.
You live in this fancy gated golf course community.
Fancy, yeah.
And then you get and I can just see some little old lady from the board sending you
lives right across the street from me
sending you one of those notes that she's gonna, like, you know, send law enforcement over and they're gonna put a lien against your house.
Anybody that lives in an HOA knows that. So we had elections last year and two ladies got on the board, and they are the little old ladies with nothing better to do than to walk around and tell you what you need to do. And now all of a sudden, I mean, there are letters going out. It's about to be a revolt, which is pretty fun. But yes, Evelyn can no longer go to college, but at least I have a pretty front yard is kind of how that whole thing's worked out.
Well, it's just funny because I know how you are about yard work. You have zero interest in it.
Yeah, I just like.
And then you.
I work, dude.
And then where you live, you know, you can't get away with that.
Listen, but I got away with it for 7 years. It's like, just mow my yard. It's good. All the trees fell down, or one of them fell down, and we had a few more taken out. Now all of a sudden there was this bare spot, and that's become like the
the catalyst to all this. So
maybe you should run for the board.
Nah, you know,
that way you've got some say and control in it.
I had a buddy that was a president of the board, and like all the guys I know that are kind of younger my age, you know, still have families and work, they all step down from it because they go, it is the biggest just absolute old people shaking their fist at the cloud type thing. He goes, it's ridiculous. It's such a waste of time, and people just don't have anything better to do.
Yeah, I have heard that from another mutual friend of ours that was on the board, our buddy Jared.
Yeah, it's just, it's silly. And you just want to look at these people and go, hey, I realize that you like your yard. Mm-hmm. And I realize that you don't do like have to work anymore. But, you know, I've got family, I've got work, we're always going and doing something. Like, my self-esteem is not defined by my yard in any way, shape, or form. Now, I get it. I can't just let the weeds go crazy or park a Camaro on there. But guess what? That's not what's happened. Like, I maintain a yard. It's just not, ooh, look how fancy. Well, now it's fancy.
Yeah,
I got sprinklers and I got stuff.
Have you got a sprinkler system?
No, buddy. Watch out now.
Did you have one put in?
We already had one, but we had to get it expanded.
Did it work?
For the first 7 years, I didn't know I had one until I hit a button and I was like, oh God, I've got a sprinkler system.
I was going to say, did it work when you hit the button?
Some of them did, but they had to get some of them replaced.
Sprinkler systems can be a pain in the butt.
They are.
Because sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, and they're easily to get damaged. And like you say, some of it's working, some of it's not. And plus, they can get expensive.
Yeah, it sure can.
The house that we have up in Hickson has a sprinkler system. And we had a tree taken out by Lumberjack Tree Service, and they were going to grind down the stump too. And of course, this was the thing about it. I'd had all the utilities out there checking everything.
Yep, got to mark everything.
So there was a total of 9 different utilities in that neighborhood. So we had them all out there. This took about a 3-week process. So I'm thinking, okay, we're good to go. We're not going to have any problems. They come in and they grind the stump down. All of a sudden, the one that was there at the back, at the corner of the house, they're grinding into that. Suddenly, they get into the sprinkler system. And there's a box that I didn't even know was in the ground that's got the main system or the main brains in it. And they just tore right through that with a stump grinder. And so
now you got water going everywhere.
Well, we did have. Yeah. We had to just shut it down. So I don't know if I'm ever going to get it fixed, or I'm just going to say the heck with the sprinkler system. But yeah, let that be a lesson to anybody out there listening. If you're getting anything like a stump grinded down, just don't assume that just because you had the utilities checked that that's not everything.
Well, you know, Sean, and we've talking about it because you and your wife are looking for homes now, and you want something, you want a house that you're not on top of your neighbor. Right now, but if you've gone to any neighborhoods these days, that's kind of the case. You're on top of your neighbor, and it's funny because generationally, you and your wife, you are grew up, you had a yard, you mowed it, you took care of it, you know, you did all these things. Mm-hmm. But the younger generations, I can't really throw myself in there yet, but the people coming up and buying houses now, that's they want outdoor living space, and they don't want a giant yard that takes all weekend to take care of it, because they want to be out doing stuff, and they want fire pits, and they want, you know, outdoor cooking areas. So it's these houses being on top of one another isn't an issue to the younger ones, because they don't really want a big old giant yard to fool with. And that's just kind of, you know, I guess where you want to post a stamp lot. Yeah, just boom, and let me be able to mow with my push mower in 20 minutes, and then we got to get the kids to the ball field.
Hey, thinking of ages and all, it just now hit me. Was your birthday the 25th?
29th. I've still got a few days.
Oh, okay. So I don't really feel that, but I don't feel bad then.
You don't feel bad about texting me on my birthday?
Yeah, I was feeling bad because I thought, crap, I forgot to even acknowledge Casey's birthday.
Well, my unofficial birthday party was the Chattanooga Beer Festival that happened a few days ago,
which I wasn't invited to.
Tickets were available, and I celebrated as best I could. I got my money's worth, and then proceeded to go home and take about a 3.5-hour nap. It might have been the best birthday I've ever had.
Really?
Oh, it was great. Had just an absolute ball. The weather was good too.
I saw where tickets were like $48.
Yeah.
So you got $48 worth of beer?
I promise you I got $48 worth of beer.
How much would you say you drank? Well, how do you know? How do you keep up, or how would you measure the quantity after going to something like that? Because isn't it samples everywhere?
Yeah, well, they give you a cup, and that your cup's constantly filled when you go to the next station.
So did you try every beer?
Yeah, absolutely every beer. I tried every beer that was there, except for the hard seltzers, because I'm not a big seltzer guy. And then I went back to a couple. So you hit them all up, and then you go back to the ones you really like.
So it's like going to a buffet?
Mm-hmm. It's basically a Chinese buffet of beer.
So they don't limit you?
Mm-mm, no. Huh. That's why it's only 3 hours long.
Wow.
It couldn't be any longer.
That'd be a great place to set up a AA booth.
Well, I don't think
so. Because anybody that's drinking like that might need help.
Possibly. But anyway,
that's a whole lot of beer for 3 hours.
I had an absolute ball. Plus, they had food, and you could get like taco. There was a taco truck. And so, you know, man, it was. Huh. We had a.
How was the attendance?
It was packed out. Huh. I don't know if it sold out, but there were a lot of people there, and it was a lot of fun. Had a good time.
Well, was Uber there picking up people?
We did Uber, yes. Yeah. So, and then we went and got something to eat afterwards, and then, like I said, a big old
I bet
nap.
The guys doing Uber really did well after that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they did, because I'd say after being at that for 3 hours, nobody needs to be driving. Was it sold out?
I don't know if it was sold out. It was certainly packed.
Did you have to wait on beer very long?
It was very big. No, like you kind of just skipped to the line that no one was in or that wasn't very long. But you'd have some that were very popular and that always had a long line.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, you got to try all sorts of different stuff, and it was fun.
Yeah.
I love going every year.
Huh. So is it a charity?
As you can see, I'm wearing my shirt from the Beer Fest.
Oh, yeah.
So I've,
yeah,
got, I just like, now I've noticed got like five that. Of these now.
Yeah. So your birthday is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You'll be 45.
Still 10 years younger than you.
Correct. 45. Man. I remember when you was just a pup. It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago.
It doesn't. It doesn't feel like I've been in Chattanooga 20 years now, but here we
like,
are.
Like Big Daddy Kyle, you remember when he came to the radio station and was a part of this show for a long time?
Yep.
You burst him into radio at what, 21?
Yeah. He was, Kyle, no, he was in college.
Yeah, it always seemed like he was the
intern that wouldn't go away.
The big burly kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Cowboy Kyle.
Boy, how time has flown by. No question about it. Well, so I'm glad you had a great weekend.
Yep, it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
Got to watch a little bit of the race. I was pretty tired after doing some pool stuff yesterday, but you stayed up all night. You and Mrs. Whitfield.
Yeah.
Caught the whole thing, huh?
Well, by the way, the race was over at 11:30.
Yeah, but they didn't call it.
No, they called it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they called it 11:30. I knew you weren't up at that time when you said 1 o'clock.
Well, I was listening to the NASCAR radio this morning, and the guy said that something about the official, they were there till 1 or something.
Yeah. Well, they tried, but the race was called at 11:30 due to inclement weather, and it. You know, it was almost like a perfect setting for Kyle Larson because, you know, he's going to run the double. And his chopper had just arrived there at the Speedway at about 9:30. And that was lap 249 when NASCAR called the race due to lightning. And, of course, they have a policy. If there's any lightning in the area, they stop things for 30 minutes before they started back, assuming that hadn't had another lightning strike. And that never happened, but they were about to have to switch Kyle and Justin Allgaier during the race, which could have possibly put him a lap down. As it turned out, they red flagged the race due to the weather. They're thinking, okay, man, this is perfect. We're
got time.
We got plenty of time. We're not going to go a lap down, even though I think he was going to have to go to the back of the field. And then the race never started back. So I was a little bit surprised that Kyle Larson decided to stay in Indy because, you know, the Indy race was
also rain delayed.
Yeah, it was rain delayed. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, OK, Kyle's just going to go ahead and head back to Charlotte. But he didn't. He stayed and ran the Indianapolis 500. I guess that just goes to show what a big deal and how important it was to him. I didn't think he would do anything to get in the way of the NASCAR Cup Series race because he is running for a championship. But I was wrong. And it was good to see him, you know, make the race. I think he finished 18th in the Indy 500. So, and I was surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised. I was going to say I was a little bit surprised just how big the Indianapolis 500 continues to be. But I shouldn't be.
No,
340,000 people, I think, was approximately the estimated attendance. I understand that the city of Indianapolis basically shuts down for several days. They even have a big parade in downtown Indianapolis. And that has just become a tradition for so many people that possibly never go to another race throughout the year up in that part of the country.
It's like the Kentucky Derby. You know, no one cares about horse racing except for the Kentucky Derby. Then everybody wants to go dress fancy, go to a party, put money on a horse and see if they win, and then they'll never watch another race. And it's kind of that way with the Indy 500. It is just, it's kind of one of those classic American traditions. It's the Indianapolis 500. And I think that's kind of what Kyle Larson was probably thinking. He doesn't know when he'll have a chance to do that again, but he can run a bunch of Coca-Cola 600s, and he's already pretty much locked into the championship. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure it was done with a total approval of his team owner. So,
and I was thinking about this as I was driving into the studio, and just think where Kyle Larson was in his career. What, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Well, it was longer than that.
It was right at the beginning. It was early stages of COVID.
Yeah.
Because that's when the iRacing was going on. So 2000 or 2020 or 2021, it was the 2021 season that he was on the sidelines, if I'm not mistaken. I think I got my dates right.
Yeah, that's right. I believe it was 2020.
And this is a guy that was out for a year that got sidelines for remarks made during an iRacing race. I think it was even broadcasted on FS1 or Fox. And many people thought that he was done once he got fired from Ganassi Racing.
He managed to fail upward.
And just think, he's living his best life. There is a possibility, had that not happened, he would have never taken, or maybe never given the opportunity, but never been willing to take the risk of leaving Ganassi, and the doors would have possibly never been open with Hendrick Motorsports. He got a championship, and then look at what he was doing yesterday. He was one of the biggest talks in all of motorsports. I mean, yesterday, Memorial Day weekend is probably the premier day of motorsports.
Yeah.
You got F1 in Monaco. You got the Indianapolis 500, which is known all over the world. And then the Coca-Cola 600, which is the longest race in NASCAR, which that race is probably one of my least favorite.
Well, I think it's funny. I was thinking this, you know, it's the Coca-Cola 600. So it's known for being the longest race in NASCAR. But when it's rain shortened, it's just the same as any other NASCAR race. So when you get the trophy, do you really get to say I won the longest race in NASCAR?
Yeah.
But you know what? At the end of the day, Christopher Bell gets the win. Big win for him. Out racing Brad Keselowski. It was good racing up until the weather showed up and kind of had some, early this year Atlanta race vibes, lots of lead changes and things, but these are the things that happen when rain shows up. It just throws the kink in everybody's schedule. NASCAR was able to call the race because they had gone halfway. They didn't have to push it off till today when it would have messed with everybody's plans. But unfortunately, we just missed a lot of what would have been a great race.
All right. It is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down the Coca-Cola 600, get into the results and the driver's standings. And of course, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us on your Memorial Day, wherever it may be. And if you missed any part of today's show, or you want to go back and listen to a previous episode, you can find us online at our website, racingtalkradio.com. Click on past shows, or you can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. It's your favorite podcast platform and hear today's episode as well as any of the ones from the past. And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. More NASCAR after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back into the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. And a happy Memorial Day, everybody out there. Hopefully, you know what? It's in the evening. Maybe you're getting ready to, you know, take the boat back to the pier or wherever, or you know, on your way home after a cookout. But anyway, hopefully you got the day off to have some fun. And Sean Whitfield and I doing what we always do, trying to keep you up to date on all the news and info in NASCAR. Today, talking about the rain-shortened Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Christopher Bell was able to race Brad Keselowski to the line. It was a bit of a rain delay, and then it just never started back up because of the humidity. NASCAR could never get the track dry enough to where they felt comfortable sending the cars back out. And then since we had been over halfway there, NASCAR can call the race, and they did it officially. So big win for Christopher Bell. Like he said, he didn't think he would win a rain shortened race when it wasn't raining. So the rain had stopped and it looked like it was out of the area, but they just couldn't get the track dry enough to let everybody go back out there. But Sean, what do we always say about rain shortened races? There's no asterisk in the record book. It's just another win, and it still counts the same as all the other ones.
That it does, and certainly for the 600, it's a little bit of a shame to see it rain shorten. But on the other hand, the one thing that's always special about the 600 is the fact that it is held Memorial Day weekend, and NASCAR and Charlotte Motor Speedway does a great job honoring our men and women that serve our country in our armed forces.
Oh, yeah. A lot of great schemes, man.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that made just like icing on the cake yesterday, do you know what that is?
What's that?
The fact that our, was it former 45th president, Donald J. Trump, arrived at the Speedway about 4:30. He even flew the Trump plane over the Speedway before he arrived. I know that must have been a big day for you.
It's so happy for that.
And guess who Trump was hanging out with most of the time?
Who was Trump hanging out with?
I'll give you a hint. It was a NASCAR team owner. What NASCAR team owner do you think Trump would be hanging out with the NASCAR race?
He's going to hang out with the one that has the most money. So I'm going to go.
Not necessarily true.
Roger Penske, perhaps?
No, Roger was running the show up in Indianapolis.
That's right. He was in Indy. So, well, who else has a ton of money? Hendrick?
No.
Little Rick Hendrick? Okay. Well,
I think Rick Hendrick was up in Indy.
Okay, well, I'm out of...
And then he came back with Kyle Larson.
I'm out of luck. Why wouldn't Trump go to Indy if there's more people there? But anyway.
You know, I don't know. That's a good point. Yeah. Maybe he's just...
He just wants to go where it's safer.
No, he's just a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
Richard Childress.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Richard Childress. So there was a lot of... Trump signs around and a lot of chants of USA, USA. And of course, guess what kind of cap Trump was wearing?
A Make America Great Again.
Make America Great Again.
Yes. That a baby Trump.
And guess what the other chant was that was being chanted throughout the grandstands at times?
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. Man, you're on top of it now.
Well, I think that started at a NASCAR race?
It started at Talladega.
Game? Yeah.
It started at Talladega. And then it just kind of took off like wildfire through across the country. But yeah, Donald Trump was at the race yesterday. So it can't get more American than having Trump there. I like how you're biting your tongue over there.
If you can't say anything nice, you're just not supposed to say anything. That's the American way.
Oh, gosh. I wish we were on YouTube or had a camera going on in here. But, Great American Race was yesterday. Of course, Daytona is known as the Great American Race, but I think you could say that for the Coca-Cola 600 as well. It was supposed to be 600 miles, however... It was only 373.5 miles. They got in 249 laps. The race was red flagged on lap 249 at 9:30 p.m. And then NASCAR came out with a statement due to inclement weather and also with high humidity and the likelihood of resuming actions at 1 with a track drying process, but it had already been declared official. And of course, Christopher Bale is the winner of the 65th Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And of course, Christopher Bale drives for Joe Gibbs Racing. Joe Gibbs Racing was on top of things yesterday because guess who was on the pole? First ever pole.
Ty Gibbs
in the number one Monster Energy Toyota. All right, let's get into the results. Christopher Bale started third and won the race. He led 90 laps of the 249 laps. Brad Keselowski had a great day, started 30th and came in second. Third was William Byron. William Byron was strong throughout the race. He led 49 laps. In fourth spot, Tyler Reddick was in fourth. Fifth was Denny Hamlin. Sixth, Ty Gibbs. Seventh, Chase Elliott. Eighth, Ross Chastain. Ninth, Alex Bowman. And rookie driver in 10th spot was Josh Berry.
Bubba Wallace, 11th, Truex Jr. 12th, Logano. 14th, Kyle Busch. 15th, Michael McDowell actually led some laps, finished 16th. Down the line a little bit, Chris Buescher, 23rd. Austin Dillon, 27th. Jimmy Johnson actually raced in the 600, finished 29th, but he was on the lead lap. Atta baby, Jimmy. And then you get all the way down to the bottom. Ryan Blaney, probably the biggest name that had a rough night, finishing in 39th place. But a J.J. Yaley sighting, 40th place. And you know what? I think the biggest shock on that is there were 40 cars in the race, Sean.
Yeah. J.J. Yaley, I was trying to think who he was driving for.
He was with 18 and Gibbs for a long time.
Yeah, I remember that, but I was just wondering who he was racing for yesterday.
Oh, then the 44? I don't know.
And, of course, he didn't finish the race due to steering. And drivers that were in an accident earlier, Noah Gregson, he came in 38th. He was in an accident. And then surprising to see Ryan Blaney finished in 39th. And He was also in an accident. There were 7 caution flags for 46 laps and 21 lead changes among 10 drivers.
You know, I thought from what I'd seen and read, it was a good race. I did have some, you know, talking about it, listening to some of the NASCAR stuff. A lot of people are like, well, why wouldn't they just wait and run the race today? Because they're already in Charlotte. The weather's supposed to be better. Everybody, you know, we're missing out on half of the Coke 600, essentially. And I understand that sentiment, Sean. And NASCAR has had to move races to different days, but it's never been when half the race was already over. The rule is you can call the race when it's halfway over, and you're supposed to if there's inclement weather. Any of the other times where we've been forced to run on Monday or Tuesday, I want to say several years ago, Sean, it was like in Michigan or Texas that there was a Wednesday race that it kept getting moved. It's because they hadn't hit the halfway point, so they couldn't call it an official race. So yes, I think a lot of us are bummed because the, you know, Coke 600 usually goes well into the night and it's a bit of a marathon, and it's kind of like one of those last men standing. But the rain, what didn't cooperate with us, it happens sometimes, and you know what, when it happened, it's good for Christopher Bell this year.
Yeah, a side note, I want to make comment regarding Charlotte Motor Speedway. We're back there for the Roval race in the playoffs coming up this fall. And Speedway Motorsports announced this weekend that they will reconfigure the Charlotte Roval ahead of the season playoff coming up in October. They want to reconfigure it to where it will emphasize passing and competition with multiple heavy braking zones. They will first extend the straightaways out of turn 5 and then create a new turn 6. Drivers encountered elevation changes as they go uphill and then immediately downhill. They will then head into the tight hairpin that now makes up turn 7. So you're going to see some changes for the next race coming up at Charlotte.
That's good. You know, the Roval, it's one of those races, like, I want so badly to like it because mm-hmm. I think it's a cool idea, and I like when the teams get to be in Charlotte, but it just hadn't been as exciting as I wanted it, so maybe just a few configuration changes will liven it up a bit.
Yeah. All right, it's time for us to take another quick break. We are presented to you by OptimizeU. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. We come back, we'll get into the driver standings as well as some news in the world of NASCAR. Plus, Casey, we've got to talk about the announcement last week of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and the $75,000 fine.
The big fine?
I'm curious what your feeling and thought is. Do you think it was fair? The amount of money that NASCAR has levied against Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So we'll be getting into that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley-Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back into the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news you need to know. Of course, talking about the rain-shortened Coca-Cola 600 that saw Christopher Bell get the win. You know what? Still counts as a win, as a NASCAR called the race late on Sunday night. And of course, our attention now turns towards the next race on your schedule. We are heading to the Enjoy Illinois 300 from the Worldwide Technology Speedway, Sean. So we are heading up to Madison, Illinois for WWT Raceway, and that's going to be coming up this Sunday at 3:30.
All right, it is time for us to get into the driver's standings after the Coca-Cola 600. We have Denny Hamlin as the leader. He has 5 points ahead of second place Martin Truex Jr., third Kyle Larson, fourth Chase Elliott, and fifth is William Byron.
In the sixth spot, Tyler Reddick, seventh Ty Gibbs, eighth Alex Bowman, ninth Brad Keselowski, in the 10th spot Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell with his win up to 11th, Ryan Blaney 12th, Bubba Wallace 13th, Kyle Busch 14th, Buescher 15th, and Chase Briscoe into the top 16. However, Daniel Suarez in 18th spot has a win. So if the playoffs were to start today, he would take over that 16th spot. And once again, on the outside looking in, after things had started to get better for him this year, Joey Logano. So the 22 back outside the top. Brad Keselowski's been on an absolute tear here recently. He finished second, I think, twice in the last 3 weeks and seems to be running a little bit better. And then you look at the rest of the points. You know, Martin Truex Jr. is second in points and has 0 wins. You don't have another guy with no wins until all the way in seventh place with Ty Gibbs. So it seems like the top 10 is starting to shape up. But I feel like that last spot is going to be in and out all year long, because you just got a bunch of guys that cannot seem to get the season straightened out or get any traction.
Well, yesterday was race number 14. So that gives us, 12 before we get to the NASCAR championship playoffs. So we've still got a lot of racing before we get even close to determining who those top 16 drivers are going
to
be.
But I think it's safe to say this is not going to be one of the years that, you know, we have 17 race winners. So a win doesn't guarantee you in. I think right now, if you get a win, you are guaranteed to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Yesterday, I want to make comment something that happened before the race, and that was that Fox's NASCAR commentators, Mike Gibbs, Larry McReynolds, were the guys that were the grand marshals of yesterday's events that did the the command the start your engines. They were part of the original Fox NASCAR team that started back in, I believe it was 2001. I believe. Do you recall which year it was?
No, but I was going to ask you, you know, Mike Joy hasn't made an announcement, but he's going to be the next, I don't know, legend to probably step away. He's still on it. I don't think he has to. And I don't think anyone's ushering him out. But, you know, I don't know. With seeing him do that, that's kind of something you do on your last go round. Kind of like, you know, I was listening to Doug Rice on the radio, and he's kind of been talking about how he's, you know, this is his last year to do it. And it's been a lot of fun because he's doing things for the last time and getting to do cool things. I just thought Mike Joy is probably the next domino to fall when it comes to NASCAR legends retiring.
Yeah, I haven't heard Mike make any comments. It would not surprise me if he doesn't continue on for a few more years. Because
I hope he does.
It's a pretty cool gig because all he does for Fox, he's not a part of anything on FS1 other than occasionally a guest on NASCAR Race Hub, and that's going away. I think the date is June 11th. And I mean, he makes several million dollars a year, and he works half the year. So I mean,
good work if you can get it.
Yeah, and he's doing something that he enjoys and that he has such a passion for. He and the Fox team started their first NASCAR broadcast in the contract at Daytona 2001. So Fox had their first race then, and Racing Talk Radio, we had our first radio show in February 2001. So we're both celebrating the same amount of years. It's hard to believe. 24, yeah, this was
you've been doing this that long.
Yeah, and you've been right there with me, I think, since 05.
Yeah, it's a few years later.
You should have more gray hair than you do.
I'm getting there.
So I thought that was cool yesterday. And if I'm not mistaken, the Coca-Cola 600 next year is going to be TNT's first television broadcast. I don't have the calendar of schedule for next year, but it's from memory here, which my memory is not the best. I believe I am correct on that.
You know, and he's talking about TNT, big news from them that they're losing basketball. In the next round of negotiations for broadcast rights. So but there's been a lot. The landscape, we've talked about it a bunch. NASCAR has been largely unaffected. I mean, you know, you're seeing other, I don't know, so far it's been good for NASCAR, but the landscape will continue to change when it comes to broadcast rights and what companies are paying. But to see TNT, who's got, I mean, my gosh, the legendary show with Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and Ernie and Shaq and all those. I mean, that's last year to do the program now. So it's pretty crazy.
I was mistaken. Next year, the first race at TNT will kick off is the Atlanta race in June. We had talked about that just last week. So, so it will not be the Coke 600. Fox will continue to broadcast that race. Where is NBA going to?
I want to say Amazon's paid a bunch. TNT bought a bunch of college football. They've got in on that. So, I'm not as versed on that. I just was completely shocked that TNT's, you know, this award-winning program that everyone watches for basketball is now basically, you know, a place without a home.
Yeah. Huh.
Or soon to be.
Yeah. That is a little bit surprising. When you explained it that way, anything you'd like to comment about before we leave Charlotte this weekend? Anything stand out to you?
No, I mean, listen, thought the racing was good. Just hate that, you know, it was rain shortened, but these things happen. NASCAR, I think, handled it correctly. Big win for Christopher Bell. And I think it's just, you know, this will be one that I don't think a lot of people are going to remember or think about. And that's okay.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen the race go on through today, but, you know, NASCAR has the policy once it gets to the halfway point, they have the right to call the race. And so they were just going by normal policy. I want to talk a little bit about Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and his fine. His father was suspended indefinitely. He had two pit crew guys that were suspended. I think one for like 6 weeks and the other one for 8 weeks or something along those lines. And then Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was penalized $75,000, which was the largest amount of money that any driver has ever been fined for similar situation in a fight. And of course, there has been a fair amount of criticism given to NASCAR this past week. I'm kind of curious if you had heard anything other than what I'm about to share, and that is the fact that most NASCAR fans feel that is too high. Most NASCAR fans think that Kyle Busch had it coming for a long time. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. even said on one of the media outlets that his merchandise sales were way up this past week.
that'll help pay for it.
that he has gained some new fans and become a favorite because a lot of fans thought that that had been a long time coming, and they were just hoping for anybody to throw a fist at Kyle Busch. But then the biggest criticism has been the fact that NASCAR, throughout their social media channels, has been promoting what happened and getting a tremendous amount of clicks.
Yeah, that's really where it comes from. It's it kind of goes back to the hockey. You know, hockey's like, well, people don't watch for the fights, but when you watch hockey highlights, all there is a bunch of fights. Mm-hmm. And here it is, NASCAR. They're going to fine Ricky Stenhouse Jr., suspend his dad. I was more shocked at the fine. The suspension was probably warranted, but the fine. But yet, they're going to use that coverage to their benefit. So, hey, here's a guy breaking the rules, or here's something we're going to punish this guy for, but we want everyone to see it. Hey, this is what you get when you watch NASCAR. Yeah. It's the marketing guys not knowing what the higher ups are thinking and vice versa.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the fine, 'cause I really thought, you know what? They kind of have this have at 'em, boys. I'm not surprised by the suspension of the dad, because it was just like, number one, why are you there? I know he's part of the crew or part of the entourage, but why are you there? And then why are you the one that grabbed Kyle Busch? That doesn't need to be what happened.
Well, and NASCAR has made it clear time after time after time, we are going to judge differently between two drivers versus if family members and crew members get involved.
Yep.
They are fine if two drivers are going at it to some extent. But when they go after the crew members and the family members, they're more than serious about that, because they have policies that are against that altogether. I had a problem with the way NASCAR was promoting it over their social media channels, because they were getting a lot of views. Matter of fact, I heard one driver say, well, heck, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. single-handedly saved the All-Star race, because it wasn't much of a race, because Joey Logano led, I think, all but one lap and then won. And it wouldn't have gotten that much media coverage, because it wasn't that as exciting of a race when you had one driver that dominated the whole night. And the Pat McAfee show had Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Sports Center was covering it on ESPN. A lot of media outlets was covering that event and having interviews of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. that when otherwise they wouldn't even be talking about NASCAR.
No, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. would have been home on his couch watching it. So it's like a lot of things had to fall into place for this to happen, and NASCAR using it for marketing purposes. And it's funny. It just echoes. I mean, Joey Logano won that race, and now he's outside the top 16. So it just shows you, completely separate topic, how bad his year's gone. But yeah, it's, you know, come on, NASCAR, that's kind of silly.
Joey Logano even said himself last week in some media interviews, he said, nobody cared that I won the race. Nobody was talking about the 22s in victory lane. He said Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was the story. And he says, I get it. You know, that's the way that the sports world goes. And NASCAR got a lot of national media attention. The old saying that bad publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah. Of course, it's been talked about this past week as to whether or not Ricky Stenhouse Jr. would be appealing the fighting penalty. And, of course, he's been saying that he was undecided. Lee Spencer just reported, reported today that she had talked to JTG Racing team owner Gordon Smith, and he has confirmed that the team has notified NASCAR and will not be appealing the fine at the All-Star race. Smith is quoted saying, we want to put this situation behind us and move on. Now, whether or not that means that Ricky Stenhouse Jr., as his own driver representing himself, it's unknown as to whether or not he will be appealing the penalty. I would like to see Ricky Stenhouse Jr. appeal it. I think the fine's too stiff. I mean, $75,000 even to a Cup driver is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. This is not one of the bigger teams.
Yeah, it's a single car team.
Yeah, I'd like to see NASCAR reduce that, especially in lieu of the fact that, I mean, come on, this was... They used it. It had been one thing if they weren't using it for marketing purposes.
And I think NASCAR should explain themselves as to why they have used it to their benefit to market the sport like they have through their social media channels, but yet they condone it, and they condone it so much that they levy the most expensive fine against a driver in NASCAR history.
Yeah,
I don't think that's right at all.
I was a little shocked at the amount, but we'll see if anything happens from that.
All right. It's time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some more talk about NASCAR, of course. And we want to thank all of you for making us a part of your Memorial Day weekend. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. with Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You. And, of course, we are broadcasting to you from the Optimize You studio. More NASCAR after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Mortgage, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group. Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday, even on this beautiful holiday Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. We've been recapping the rain-shortened Coke 600, Coca-Cola 600, that was won by Christopher Bell. And of course, now we turn our attention towards the race coming up this weekend, the Illinois 300 from the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Sean, listen to this concert that's happening if you decide to go to Illinois this weekend. We've got Ludacris, T-Pain, and Riley Green.
Man, that would be a good concert.
Then we've got
Little Ludie.
Big and Ludie? Rich with Gretchen Wilson and Cowboy Troy. My gosh.
That's not very big.
This is called the Confluence.
Huh. Little T-Pain, a little Ludacris, man.
Confluence Concert and Community Music Festival. Okay.
I think the weekend that we're up at Chicago for the road course or street course race, they're going to have the legendary from back in the day, Matchbox 20.
Oh, man.
Did you ever like a little Matchbox 20?
You or Someone Like You, I believe, is the name of their CD. And it was, they got really popular right about the time I was going off to college my first time. And I about wore that CD out. I could probably sing every song on there. And it's funny, that CD holds a special place. CD, I'm old. But that album holds a special place just because it was... I'm off to college, playing football, had a bunch of buddies, and it's like we're always jamming to that on the way to practice or the way back. But man, that's a good
one. I'm surprised you would be that much into Matchbox 20.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was
especially as big a guy as you are in the country.
I'm into classic country. Yeah, that, not you're in whatever that, this crap.
You're
is.
In that tear jerking, depressing classic country.
Oh my
too.
Lord, you
really, still listen to that all the time?
Yeah, obviously, yes, it's good stuff, my. But that's not at all how I would. Okay, whatever.
And you don't even fit in that demographic. That's another thing that's always puzzled
me. I'm a 45 year old white dude. Of course, I was like, yeah, but classic
you,
country.
Yeah, but
like
you
outlaw country or Texas country, whatever you want to call.
Yeah,
it.
But you've been into that ever since I've known you.
Yeah, because
since
I'm
your 20s.
I'm an old soul. I don't just go with what's popular, Sean.
Oh, my goodness. I'll never forget your birthday that time when you're playing it nonstop.
That I'm was thinking,
oh, my gosh.
Good stuff.
Man, I'm having a great time, but this music sure is sucking the energy out of me. But anyway, how do we get off on all that?
No idea.
But, hey, let's talk a little bit about some news in the world of NASCAR off the racetrack. So to speak, there's a lot of rumors flying around about Stewart Haas Racing. We've been seeing that Tony Stewart is not at the track as much as he used to be. He is running in the NHRA. His wife is very involved in running in the NHRA. NHRA drag racing seems to be his passion now. Stewart Haas Racing has taken a hit with sponsors over the last couple of years, losing some of their prime sponsors, especially losing Busch Beer. Gene Haas, I don't think he is actively and heavily involved in the NASCAR program to a great extent. He's focused on his F1 team. So there's a lot of speculation that they are going to be downsizing next year. None of the drivers seem to know exactly what their future is going to be. And it is also speculated that they don't have a deal yet renewed with Ford for next year. And so we may see where they are downsizing and a couple of their charter teams are up for sale, which, in fact, if they are, man, that's going to walk away. They're going to walk away with a pretty handsome amount of money.
You know, it's the whole where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's been a ton of smoke coming out about Stewart Haas Racing.
Well, Tony is called Smoke.
Smoke, yeah, exactly. So, it could be that they're going to downsize. It could be they're going to sell all of them and just get out of it. Who knows? But there has been, I'm trying to remember the driver that used to drive for Stewart Haas Racing that's somewhere else now and even gave an interview and said it's so nice to be driving for an owner that recognizes that fan engagement matters. Or, I mean, like, there's just been a lot of shade kind of thrown at Gene Haas and Tony Stewart as if they're just not around much anymore. It's this race team's become kind of second thought to them. You start losing sponsorship. I mean, Tony is a businessman, and he said he's got a ton of businesses, and the rule number one is they have to all stand on their own. He doesn't let one support the other. So it may be they're not making enough money, and he's going to be done with it. But it's shocking because let's not forget this is a championship
race caliber race team. Kevin Harvick was there, won a ton of races with him. Gene Haas has been in the sport forever, and now all of a sudden the results ain't there, and it's sounding like they could be getting out of it.
The results are not there. The passion that for the sport that Tony Stewart used to have with NASCAR, I don't believe is there. He has been very vocal in a number of things through the years that he has strongly disagreed with NASCAR on. And I think since he's gotten married, that his passion in his life has become the drag racing world. So it's all sort of fitting into play. But we'll have to wait and see. Nothing has been made official. All right, Casey, we're about out of time, but something that we never do, that we should do before we go today, is tell everybody what you do Monday through Friday, and if they have any of those needs, to give you a buzz.
Yes, Sean. I work for Quality Fence, so visit us online at fence.net. And anybody out there that would like, I don't know, just some privacy, or maybe... you know, got a new dog or about to get a new dog, and you want to be able to open the door and say, just go. We certainly take care of that as well. We do commercial, residential, you name it. Visit us online at fence.net.
And if you got a neighbor you don't like and you don't want to see him, want to put up a privacy fence.
If you live next to Sean and don't want to see some guy out there working in his yard all day making you feel bad, we'll put you an 8-foot privacy fence in between. You don't have to talk to him anymore.
That's right. So, fence.net for more information. And, when you go there and call Quality Fence, ask for Casey. He'll come out and give you a visit.
That's right. We'll talk NASCAR and I'll measure it up.
All right, Casey, we're out of time. Anything before we go? Final words?
Yeah, have a wonderful rest of the holiday weekend. And hey, let's be back here Monday and do it again.
That's right. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105 for Race and Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. We'll keep you up to date with all the latest in NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.